my mother helped my grandmother because all the the telephone people, the men that worked on the lines, and the Guff Power boys that were single all lived down there. And my mother got up and packed their lunches at 4 o'clock every morning when they started out on their rounds. And so she just helped my grandmother there. My father worked at the A&P store and in the butcher shop until he purchased his own store business.
Oh, so let's see. You lived there at the hotel. Was it a single building?
Yeah, and it was two-story. My grandmother was famous for adding on, you know, or putting a little shed out here, you know, or repainting every spring, every piece of furniture in there. My sister and I were kind of spoiled, I guess, because my mother would not, you know, we had to take a nap every afternoon. And we were not allowed to eat in the dining room with all the guests. We had our own table and chairs and on the back porch. But we would somehow manage to sneak in, you know, and all these single fellas that were there, living there, would slip us things that my mother wouldn't let us have to eat, you know. So we were really kind of spoiled, I guess.
I guess you really ate pretty well.
Oh, yes. Had a cook named Maggie, you know, that made best homemade biscuits. And Tom was the porter. He carried ice water up to the rooms and carried in bags. Lots of favorite black people, you know, that I grew up with.
Did they ever make you clean rooms or anything like that?
No, never did have to do that.
Let's see. Could you tell me something about the house you live in now? Could you describe it to me? I'd like to look at this and tell me the rooms you have in.
Not me there. Okay. We have 4 bedrooms, 2 baths. It's an L shape. Living room that's about 23 by 15, I guess. Kitchen dining area combination. And then the family room is we enclosed part of the carport. When our children got so big, we had to have some more room. They were getting taller and taller, and we were running out of space, so we enclosed the carport part of it and made the family room. It was red brick with white trim. Sits on about an acre of ground on the water. Here in Parker. It's here in Parker.
And near the bay?
Uh-huh, right over here.
Let's see. You mentioned that your family room. You ever call, is that the same thing as a den, or is that different in some way?
I guess it all depends on if I was going to call it a den, I think it would be more of a sanctuary away from the kids. But I would call it a family room because that's where we usually are.
What kind of furniture do you have in there? Do you have like pool tables and so forth?
No, I have it's post-depression is what it looks like now. I have a 10-year-old dachshund that owns that room, and he's kind of torn up everything, but it's rattan. TVs down there, bookcases, and a service bar. Guess that's about it.
You we're talking about the size of it. How are your ceiling?
In the family room?
In your house?
Well, the family room is 10 feet ceilings. 10 foot ceilings, which sounds better. Because we didn't raise the floor or lower it when we closed it in. The rest of the house has normal. Except the living room has a cathedral type roof with the exposed beams in the top.
One other thing I was going to talk to you about too before I got into some specific questions. You stay through the last hurricane?
Oh yes.
Do you always do that?
Well, we had intended to leave